Well, it's time now for our chat with 115th District Representative Elaine Gannon from DeSoto. And Elaine, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How was your week?
Well, my week was pretty good, productive, and had a very busy weekend. My husband is running for county executive, so here in Jefferson County. So I'm trying to attend events with him also, events that are outside my district and yet still in Jefferson County, which is his district. So we're pretty busy all the time.
Boy, I guess so. I was going to say holding down and trying to run for one public office in a household is plenty, but I can't imagine two.
Well, I know. I would have never thought this would have happened. The opportunity came available for Dennis to run for this job. He's semi-retired. The family business has decreased in that some things have been sold, and so this just kind of allowed him time to do some more public service. He's done public service all his life, and I think he's going to be an asset not only to the county council but also to all of Jefferson County.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about some of what you're working on. And I know that you do have a focus on education. And one of the items that was paid some attention this past week was, you call it STEM, and what it is, it's a science and technology education measure. Fill us in on what's going on there.
Well, first let me say, I find it kind of interesting in the times that we live in. You know, back when I went to school in the 60s, I guess, elementary school anyway, it just seems like now what kids learned in first grade, they're learning in kindergarten now, and maybe first and second grade. And things that kids are learning now in junior high, we learned in fifth and sixth grade. And it seems like now things that high school kids are learning, some of it is what I learned in college, maybe my freshman year. And I think this is a good thing. The STEM is actually would establish a statewide program to promote careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And I just think this is amazing. I think it's wonderful to be able to offer to the best and the brightest of our students in high school, to be able to take these types of classes. And a lot of these kids now are graduating from high school not only with a high school diploma, but also a two-year community college program. And so at age 18, they're getting ready to go into their junior year of college. And I know these kids work hard to be able to do that, but they're pretty much self-motivated. And so anyway, this bill would require that the State Department of Economic Development to establish a STEM career awareness program to increase awareness of careers in science, technology, engineering, math, get this, for students in grades 6 through 8. And I just think this is great to be able to offer these kids that are the best and the brightest to have awareness of, what they can do with their life. So it would raise awareness of more than 80 different careers and technologies. The bill would require to have the department require the department to have the program in place by 2019 and 2019 and 2020 school year. So I just think that's a great opportunity for these students.
So one of the things that you said there is very interesting to me. This is actually coming out of the Department of Economic Development, not out of the Education Department, right?
I believe you're right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So does it promote then existing programs that are within the educational system?
Yes, you know, and another thing that they're wanting to do, they want students to be able to fulfill a unit of academic credit with a district-approved computer science course for any math, science, or practical arts unit required for high school graduation. So instead of taking 4 years of math in high school or 4 years of science in high school, they would only have to take 3 units of each of those and be able to fit in a computer science course. It's kind of interesting to listen to the debate on the floor for this because, a lot of teachers are old school, you know, and I guess I'm old school, but I do approve of this. I think this is a good thing. You know, they think that the kids need to have these 4 years of math, 4 years of science. And one rep who has taught math for I don't know how many years, he made a great point. He was having a conversation with another rep, and he said, what do you remember from your Algebra 2 class? What do you remember from your geometry class? And then he said, of course, most of us couldn't remember much. And he said, you know, if you take a computer science course, a district-approved computer science course, you're going to be learning what you're going to be using in your life career. I just think it's great. You know, they're going to be using these computer skills more than they're going to be using, say, you know, the Algebra 1 or Algebra 2 class they took in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand what I'm saying there?
I surely do. Did you work on some bills this past week as well?
Well, yes. I have a flood bill that I presented in committee. You know, we have a flood problem across the state, and we have a real flood problem here in Jefferson County, and we have a severe flood problem here in DeSoto with the Joachim Creek, and which has flooded many times and displaced people from their homes. And so I presented a flood bill, which, I mean, we just had some really good conversation in committee on this. So when we were done and I went back to the floor, I went to the committee chair lady, and I told her, I said, why don't you hold the bill? Don't vote it out just yet. There's some few changes I want to make, a few tweaks. You know, there were some people on the committee, as well as two people that testified, that a few things they thought that could make the bill better. So I'm going to start working on that this week.
All right. Very good. We look forward to hearing more about that as well. And I surely know that you guys always have those issues in DeSoto, so I'm sure it can help that. The budget, I know that you're waiting for it to come out and be finalized, but you have any thoughts on the budget for this coming year?
Oh, you know, our budget chair is phenomenal, Representative Kirkpatrick, and he really works hard. And we have not seen the budget, but and we're going to pick up the budget when we come back from spring break. We work this week, and then we go on spring break for a week. And the very end of this month, when we get back from spring break, we will start working on the budget. So in caucus, Representative Kirkpatrick will kind of give us an update and talks about what's, you know, some major things that's going on with the budget. And, you know, the budget, or the governor has a budget, and the House has a budget. And so I know that one change calls for K-12 school foundation formula to be fully funded this year. I do not believe the governor has that in his budget. He's called for a $50 million increase for spending in elementary and secondary education. And the budget proposed by the committee would add another $48 million to the governor's funding recommendation, and that would be an increase of $98 million above the fiscal year 2018 appropriation level. So I hope it works out that the K through 12 school foundation formula ends up going in the direction of the House Budget Committee. So we'll find out more in the coming weeks. But that one, you know, kind of stuck with me because I'm a retired teacher. But another thing I can mention is that an extra $80 million has come back in for use by the legislature. And the chairman of the committee, which is Representative Kirkpatrick, is recommending that a portion of this $80 million be used to restore the governor's recommended core cuts to higher education. And believe me, higher education has been cut severely. So we're hoping that some of the money goes back there. And then I was informed that the governor wanted, 2.4 or 5, to be allocated to the ports. And I guess what I'm trying to say is Jefferson County ports, which we're trying to get started, would receive $2.4 million. So we'll just, have to see if that follows through or not.
Where's the extra $80 million coming from, Representative Gannon?
Well, you know what? I don't know if you've heard of the CHIP program. That's the Children's Healthy Insurance Program. There was an uncertainty about that, and so the Budget Committee took a responsible approach last year by opting to protect Missouri's at-risk children without relying on federal funds. And now that funding for the program has been extended through fiscal year 2023, there are approximately $80 million in state revenues available for use in fiscal year 2019.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So that's one of the few pluses we've heard.
I guess that's right.
Of course, everybody's wanting a piece of it.
Everybody always wants their piece, you bet.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Same to you.